The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Darim Daf Tezayin. Mishnah says in the Bam Tezayin and Aleph, Mechlemer bin the Darim b'Shvuas. And the Darim has a stringency stricter than Shvuas, than a Shvuah in a certain respect. And that is that there's a halacha that if somebody makes a neder against the mitzvah, the neder is chal against a dvar mitzvah, as opposed to by shvuah, if someone wants a shvuah not to keep on the mitzvahs, make the shvuah lav al mitzvahs, they go against the mitzvah of the Torah, his shvuah does not take effect and he keeps the mitzvah. However, by neder, if someone makes a neder against the mitzvah, the neder does take effect and he has to be matzah neder, but until he's matzah neder, he has a problem that the neder does work against the mitzvah and he's stuck that he cannot properly now be mekayem the mitzvah. The shaila is as follows. If someone makes a neder not to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, whether he says it in the form of Hari Alai, they take some neder, they want the Kabbalah, they want the fast during Tanesim, then it falls out of Shabbos and Yom Tov during those days in which he took on upon himself, or if he says Kainim Achil Alai, he says Lashon of Isra that he asks for his eating of food on himself, and then he bumps into the Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Mishnah really says in the ninth parak of the Samach Vav, it says the place of Mishavos is Yom Tov. If someone made a neder to take on a tainus or to ask for eating upon themselves, and then he hits a Shabbos Yom Tov, and now he has a problem. His neder took effect, and now it's a Shabbos Yom Tov, and he has a mitzvah to eat. So what should he do? So the halacha is he asks him after the neder. The Mishnah says you can make a pesach for him. One way to mount the neder is to tell him that if he would have known, if he would have realized that his neder to fast and not to eat is going to hit a Shabbos Yom Tov, it's going to be included in the day. He's not going to be able to properly be mekayim the mitzvah of eating a Shabbos Yom Tov. He won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos Yom Tov at all that Shabbos. So would he have made the neder? And generally he'll say that he did not realize this, and that's a valid pesach. And based on that, we were able to mount the neder for him. So that's what it seems from that Mishnah, the place of Mishavos of Yom Tovim, that just like we understand from our Mishnah, if somebody makes a neder and it goes up against Shabbos and Yom Tov, he makes a neder to fast, and now it hits the Shabbos and Yom Tov, he has to be mat the neder because the neder took effect, the neder was chal, the neder works. The Rishonim grapple with the problem that there's a Gemara in Tainis Daf Yudbeis in an Aleph that says as follows, it says a Braisa, that from Megillas Tainis, that anybody who was recovering themselves on themselves Tanesim, that say they were recovering themselves to fast every Monday and Thursday. Yochach Kibol Sheni Vachamishi. He took on upon himself, he's going to fast every Monday and Thursday. She called Shana the whole year. And now, there's some Yom Tovim that fall out on Monday and Thursday. Yom Tovim that are written in the Megillas Tainis. What we have today from Megillas Tainis is Chanukah and Purim are written in the Megillas Tainis. Originally, there are many other days that are small, there are abundant Yom Tovim, that Chazal made because of something good that happened to the Yidden on that day. And on those days, we weren't allowed to fast. And now let's say what happened, Chanukah and Purim would come his way. Chanukah is 8 days long, so he took off the fast every Monday and Thursday of the whole year. And now comes Chanukah, so what's supposed to happen? So it says, in Nidra Kodim L'Gzirah saying that if you took on this Nidra before we made Gzirah to include this Yom Tov, this day in the Gzirah's Tainus, so fine, his Nidra came first before our Gzirah, and his Nidra takes effect. In Gzirah saying that Kodim L'Nidra, if our Gzirah was before his Nidra, which nowadays would obviously be the case, at Gzirah of Chazal, the one cannot fast on Chanukah and Purim because it's Yom Tov Drabonon, that came before his neder, before he took on the Hasten the fast every Monday and Thursday of the whole year. To Vatav Zer Senes Nidre. Our Zer, that we made Xer, they now the fast, the Chanukah and Purim, knocks off his neder, as neder is not effective, and he eats on Chanukah and Purim. Even though those are days that he originally took on to fast, he took on the fast every Monday and Thursday, and now his Chanukah, this Monday and Thursday of Chanukah, he eats, and he does not keep his neder, because our Xer knocks off his neder. Now this doesn't seem to agree with what we know, that neder could be chal. Neder does take effect against the Dvar Mitzvah, even when he's going against the Mitzvah of the Torah. So even though he has the Mitzvah of Chazal, of the Rabbanon, that he's supposed to eat on Chanukah and Purim, Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, other such days of the Rabbanon, one is supposed to eat, but he made his neder works, he should have to be matzah neder, to get rid of the neder, in order to make a Mitzvah of the Rabbanon. But in the meantime, until he's matzah neder, he should be also to eat. So there's three basic terusim which are said in the Rishonim to answer this kasha. The terus of the Ramban says that certainly if one makes a neder not to eat, he has to be matzah neder. And if it hits any Yom Tov Shabbos, Yom Tov, or the Yom Tov Deraisa, like Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, or Yom Tov Drabon, like Chanukah Purim, or even Rosh Chodesh, so he has to be matzah neder. Until he's matzah neder, he's not allowed to eat. The Gemara in Tainus, the Braisa from Gilas Tainus, is talking about somebody who did not make a neder. He was mekabel himself. He was kibbol olav. He was mekabel himself. A kabbalas tainus of all the Mondays and Thursdays of the whole year. Since he did not do a b'teres neder, just a kabbalas tainus, so that does not work against the Shabbos and the Yavim Tovim of the Torah, or against the Yavim Tovim, the Rabbanan of Chanukah and Purim, which are mentioned in Megillah's Tainus, and therefore our Zera takes precedence and acts up as Neda, and when it comes to Monday and Thursday of Chanukah, or Purim would fall out on such a day, on Thursday they have Purim, so then the halacha would be that he would, eat. Because the Kabbalah's Tainus does not have the Tokif, does not have the strength of a Neda. This is the opinion of the Ramban, the Taz, in your this, in Rishta, Tzvav, Tzvav, Gimel says that really all the other Rishonim agree to the Taras and the Ramban. That means they agree that the halacha of the Ramban is correct, that some did not make a proper Neda, it was just the Kabbalah's Tainus that they took upon themselves the fast on the Mondays and Thursdays or some other such day, then the Avada the Halacha would be like the Ramban says, that when it comes to Chanukah or Purim or any Shabbos or Yom Tov, Avada the Halacha would be that they would not fast because they did not make a Neda to fast, it was just a Kabbalah's Tainus, a general Kabbalah's Tainus. However, the other Rishonim say Ela Terusim, the reason why they say Ela Terusim for this Kasha of the, from the Gemara and Tainus of days is because they feel that the Gemara is including not just the Kabbalah's Tainus, even including someone who made a proper Neder. He said a Lashon of Harei Olai when he took off himself to fast, or he said like the Lashon of the Torah says, they say Koinam Achila Olai, you ask them with the Lashon of Koinam, with the real Lashon of a Neder, it's a Chetzah that he asked the Achila upon himself, that all the Achila should be also on him on all these days. And therefore they feel they're about to devote true Lahalacha, but not sufficient to answer the Kasha. Because we're talking about the like, a case of someone made a neder, and still, to vow that they're saying that's neder. The Ark Zera, Megillah's Tainus, they not allowed to, not allowed to fast, knocks off as neder. So the smack, the Torah near Deus Mereshit as well, in Hilson's arm, brings from the smack, the Sefer Mitzvah means the smack of different tarets. The smack says that if someone makes a neder with Farish clearly to fast on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so then the law says that neder takes effect, if neder works, however the Dorm is Shavuos, that neder that's made up against the Bar Mitzvah, the neder is called neder works, and you have to mat the neder in order to be allowed to eat Shabbos and Yom Tov. That which it says in Megillah's Tainus over there, that Tevatik there is Tainus Nidroi, is talking about somebody he just took on upon himself, like it says over there in the Brisa and Tainus, to fast every Monday and Thursday. He didn't say before he's going to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So then we could say that he never had in mind to fast on Mondays and Thursdays, that they'll fall out to be a Yom Tov. Anytime someone takes off to fast any certain amount of days over the course of the year, we could say they didn't mean when the Shabbos and Yom Tov that's going to be in the way. They're talking about what's a regular weekday. You may call, you may still call regular weekday. But of course that's built in, that they had in mind that it's going to fall on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Of course they did not mean for that to be part of their neder. And that's why they could eat a Shabbos and Yom Tov, because the neder was never made legabe in regard to Shabbos and Yom Tov. As opposed to if someone makes a neder clearly stating that he wants to ask their achila on himself on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then the neder works against the Dvar Mitzvah, against the Mitzvah of eating on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he has to do a Taras Nadorim. This is the Taras of the Smach, which is quoted by the Torah near this from Rishta as well. There's another Taras from the Rambam. The Rambam says the Chiddush. The Rambam says that although a neder is chal on the Dvar Mitzvah against the Mitzvah, and therefore so may a neder not to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the neder takes effect. And that's why we have a Mishnah later on the Samach Vav, which is placed from the Shabbos Yom Tov. We have to find a Pesach, a way to make a Taras Nadorim for this person. However, by Yom Tov, that's Drabbanon, such as Chanukah and Purim, here it's different, because it's Yom Tov by Drabbanon, and Halacha, the one that's not allowed to fast for them, is a Drabbanic Halacha. Chazal, sometimes they want to make a chizuk to bring, they want to strengthen their words, they didn't want to be liked by people, they didn't want that people should brush it aside and say that's not so important to keep the Drabbanic Halacha of eating on the days of Megillah's Tainus, on eating on the days of Chanukah and Purim and other such days, and therefore, since it's Drabbanon, Chazal went out of the way to strengthen it, to say that even if someone made a neder that they're going to fast on Chanukah and Purim, the neder does not work, and they eat a Chanukah and Purim against the derisive of the Kenneth that the person made Chazal, the Kayach in certain cases do that, and this is one of the cases where Chazal did that in order to strengthen their words. So if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov of Torah, then the Neder is Chal and has to do Atar Sadarim. However, if someone took upon himself made a Neder to fast a Chanukah and Purim, then the Neder does not take effect. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch of Nuchas Tainus, Simitov Kuf Ayin, the Machaber says that Yochid Kibul of Tainus Kafa Kaf Yom, Yochid, the private person that took upon himself to fast a certain amount of days, then it falls out Shabbos is Yom Tovim, or Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim, or Erev Yom Kippur, these are all days that person has to eat, he's not allowed to fast. So if it was the Kabbalah's Tainus Ba'alma, here the Machaber says like the Ramban, we just took on the Kabbalah's Tainus, but he didn't say with the expression of a Neder, with the strength of a Neder, Eitzar Hatar, does not seem out the Neder. And the law is that he eat on these days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chanukah, Purim, Shchodesh, Erev Yom Kippur, all these days that he's mechuyav to eat, he's allowed to eat. And the Mechaber said the same thing as well in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh in Simitov Yud Ches, that if someone took on to fast a certain amount of days and it bumps into Rosh Chodesh, he just did as a Kabbalah's Tainus Ba'alma without the strength of a Neder, so then he's allowed to eat a Rosh Chodesh. And the same thing Machaber says in Yerdeis from Reish Tezvov, Siv Gimel, he says the same halacha that if it was just Kabbalah's Titus Ba'alma, he's allowed to eat. He goes with the Tarek's Ramban. We said the Taz says that everyone really agrees to the Ramban, but here it seems the Machaber feels this is the best Tarek to answer the Kasha for the Gemara and Titus, because this is the Tarek the Machaber seems to go with, the only Tarek seems to go with the halacha over here in the Titus. He says that if you have Machaber Blosh Nedev, he said Harei Alai Nati on these days, which is the Losh of Nedev, then he has to do a Tarek Nedarm. He has to do a real Tarek Nedarm. Then the Machaber mentions the opinion of the Rambam. Now, according to the Rambam, once he's Makabah Losh Neder, so if he said it, if he said Losh Neder and then the Kav Shabbos and Yom Tov, Erev and Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, which the Rambam feels it's a dry stick, Allah wants to eat on Rosh Chodesh, then he's Makhlev to fast in those days, unless he does Taurus Adarim, he has to do Taurus Adarim, because the Neder is Chal against the mitzvah of the Torah, Ian Shabbos, Yom Tov, Erev and Kippur, or according to the opinion of the Rambam, Rosh Chodesh as well. However, if he bumps the Chanukah and Purim, his Neder is Bottle, and he should not fast, because this is Chanukah and Purim, a Drabbonim, the part of Megillah's Titus, Chazam, and Drabbonim said there was not allowed to fast on them, and student Chizuk, because I have to strengthen them. So therefore, one is not allowed to fast on them, and his nether is knocked off by Chazal. It's not yet Tarz Adorim. Now, since the Machaber mentions the first Shita as Stam, the opinion of the Ramban as Stam, and then he only after he mentions the Rambam, the Kotza, and the name of the Rambam, according to the rules of how the Shofanar usually paskins, when there's a Stam and the Isha, remember one Shita is mentioned Stam, and the second one is mentioned just as some say, or just as the Rambam says, so that means it's not the Ikra Alokha. The Machaber wants him to be aware that it's a Rambam, but the Ikra Alokha is really like the Ramban. That's the main opinion. That's why it's mentioned without the name of the Ramban. That's the Machaber feels that's the general consensus of the place, and that's the main Alokha. And therefore, if one made only Kabbalah's Tainas, and he bumps into Shabbos or Yom Tov or Chanukah or Purim, so then he does not need a Taurus Adarim, he could just eat. But if one said Harei Alai, he made a real Neder, and then he bumps into Shabbos or Yom Tov, but the Dreis of the Rabban, he must do a Taurus Adarim. And either the Mughal is the same way, Hagah. The Minig is Svar Rishana. He says the Minig is like the first Shita, like the opinion of the Ramban. That once one made a Neder, not eat, the Neder takes full effect. And even if it's a Yom, the Rest of Yom Tov, or the Rabban of Yom Tov, or Chanukah and Purim, he must do a Taurus Adarim, so he should be allowed to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he should be allowed to eat on Chanukah and Purim. However, in Yerdis, in Mereish Tezvav, here the Machaber of Gimel goes to the Ramban, and then the Zavdal seems to go to the Rambam. He says some of the Kabbalah himself lush Neder to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Neder takes effect. And he says the same applies as someone may Neder to fast all the Sundays of the year, or all the Mondays of the year, and then he bumps into a Yom Tov, or Yom Kippur, or Shkodesh, he says that he has to fast, but if he bumps into Chanukah and Purim, his Neder is bottled. This is the opinion of the Rambam. The Chanukah and Purim, Chazal, because they are Derabbanan, Chanukah and Purim, Chazal made him stronger, and said that a Neder is bottled in regard to Chanukah and Purim. If someone made a Neder to fast all the Sundays of the year, all the Mondays of the year, then it comes Chanukah, the Sunday of Chanukah, Monday of Chanukah, the Neder is bottled, he's allowed to eat. So the Ramah is bothered by the spirit of Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Ein Barachayim Smetovkuf Ein Dwey Potlakein. And Nukos Tainus, in the main place of Nukos Tainus, the other Machaber does not pass like the Rambam. The Machaber says that someone makes a Tainus, makes a Neder to make a Tainus, then he hits Chanukah and Purim. The Machaber says in Nukos Tainus that he has to do Ataras Nadarim. And here in Nukos Nadarim, the Machaber seems to be saying like the Rambam, that if it comes Chanukah and Purim, so he could eat. He does not have to do Ataras Nadarim, because I'll make Chanukah and Purim so strong that one does not even have to do Ataras Nadarim when it comes Chanukah and Purim. Even though he has Neder to fast all the Sundays or all the Mondays of the year. So the Machaber, this seems to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch. In any case, the Machaber's main opinion is said in Hukos Tainus, not the Rambam, that one must do a Taurus Nadarim, if he made a Neder to make a fast certain amount of days, then it hits any Yom Tov, even the Chanukah or Purim, he must do a Taurus Nadarim, and that's how the Ramah passed over there also. The Ramah is bothered by the steer in Shulchan Aruch, that Hukos Nadarim, Machaber seems to go to the Rambam. The Shaf, Hukos Nadarim, suggests a Taurus, the steer in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shaf says that because the friendship is in certain cases, but then Hukos Tainus, but the Machaber did not pass like the Rambam, there it says that person took on to fast a certain amount of days. And within those days, they say to God to fast the next 30 days. Upcoming 30 days, he wants to fast. So he has to do Ataras Nadarim, and even when he hits Chanukah and Purim, he has to do Ataras Nadarim in regard to Chanukah and Purim. Not just in regard to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's say to God to fast the next 3 days, and he didn't realize that day number 3 is going to be Chanukah, day number 3 is going to be Purim. So there the Machaber says he must do Ataras Nadarim. And the Machaber does not go with the Shita of the Rambam. He's not worried about the Rambam's Taina, what the Rambam says, that if we require the person to do Ataras Nadarim, so then Chanukah and Purim are going to become like that people see that another could take effect against the mitzvah of eating a Chanukah and Purim. However, over here in Hukos Nadarim, where the person has gone to fast all the Sundays or all the Mondays of his life, lots of Yerushan days to fast Sunday, Monday, Kol Yom of his whole life. So now, every year on Chanukah, and many years on Purim, but every year on Chanukah, he's going to have a problem that he has his Neder going up against Chanukah. He made a Neder against all the Chanukahs of his whole life. So here, his Neder is starting up with Chanukah in a much stronger way. It's not just starting up with 1 year of Chanukah. It's starting up with all the Chanukahs of the rest of this person's life. So here the Machaber agrees to the point of the Rambam that this is already taken away from the Chashivas of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and the mitzvah of Chazal made them was on 50 on Chanukah, they wanted to get away with making a neder that he's going to fast on Chanukah every year for the rest of his life. And therefore, in this case, the Mechaber agrees to the Rambam that Chazal had to go very far and say that the neder is bottle, and he to eat on Chanukah in such a case, and does not have to do a Taurus Nadar, in order that the Shivas and the Chomer and the importance of Chanukah and Purim should not become bottle, should not become weak. However, if it's a one-time thing, a one-time event, he's got to eat on Chanukah and Purim, here the Mechaber goes, like the opinion of the other Rishonim, and says one must do a Taurus Nadar, and he's going to do a Taurus Nadar in order to be like, you know, Chanukah and Purim. When he's going up against Chanukah and Purim for the rest of his life, then Chanukah and Purim take precedence, Mr. Bruin of Kostainis, he sends us the Shach, he says over there, Simon Tov Kavayin, Mr. Bruin says, and Tikkun Yud, they want you to look at the Shach near a day over here. It seems that Mr. Bruin likes this hachra of the Shach, and therefore if one man netted to fast all the Sundays or all the Mondays of their life, when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, they would not have to do a Taurus Nadarim, because in this case we go with the opinion of the Rambam that Chanukah and Purim are stronger and does not need to do a Taurus Nadarim. He may eat on Chanukah and Purim in such a case. Now, if someone makes a shvuah to fast the Shabbos and Yom Tov, there a shvuah is not chal to go against the mitzvah. However, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Yud Ches of Kan Dalet, and the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Shvuos in Yeridea, Siman Reish Lamed Tes Sif Dalet, that if one makes a shvuah to fast a certain amount of days, and Shabbos and Yom Tov are some of these days, it does not make the shvuah straight up against Shabbos and Yom Tov. He makes the shvuah to fast a certain amount of days, and it bumps into Shabbos and Yom Tov. He makes the shvuah to fast the next 7 days, one of those days is Shabbos. He makes the shvuah to fast the next 3 days, and one of those days ends up being Yom Tov. He makes a shvuah to fast all the Sundays for the rest of his life, and now he bumps into the Yom Tov, falls out on Sunday. So here's this concept of Isser Koilel, that since the shvuah included other days besides Shabbos and Yom Tov, include days of Heter also, that since the shvuah is chal on the days of Heter, the shvuah is chal in regard to the days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he does have to do a Taurus Nadarim to get out of the shvuah. So though usually a shvuah is not chal against the Dvar Mitzvah, that's only if the shvuah is made head on against the Dvar Mitzvah. However, if the shvuah is made to fast a number of days, and included in this are days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, in such a case, a shvuah will have the same halacha of a neder, and same way by a neder of Harei Alai, or Koinem Achil Alai, when Asa is eating upon himself, and then he bumps into a Shabbos and Yom Tov, he must do a Taurus Nadarim. The same will apply by a shvuah. If one makes a shvuah that he swears to fast a certain amount of days, or on a certain day of the week, every week of the year, and then it falls out of Shabbos or Yom Tov, then he must do a Taurus Nadarim in order to be allowed to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's the halacha. We require him to do a Taurus Nadarim, since one is mechuyav to eat on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and on Chanukah, on Purim, on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, we require him to do a Taurus Nadarim, so he should be allowed to keep this mitzvah of the Torah or the mitzvah of Rabbanan in the case of Chanukah and Purim to eat on these days.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.